The Jamaican government is calling for the United States of America to provide evidence of the conclusion arrived at in the 2014 U.S. report on trafficking in persons. In the latest report, Jamaica has been downgraded from Tier 2 to Tier 2 watch list for 2013. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice and Chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, Carol Palmer, says in 2013-2014, Jamaica has done more than it has ever done in its efforts to combat trafficking. She was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
The report speaks to us having 23 victims for the 2013 report and only 14 this year. That involved only three cases, one of which was 21 Honduran boys. We will not have 21 Honduran boys every year. So we have to compare like with like. So what's the number of cases, regardless of the number of victims?
Persons involved, yes.
We speak about the fact that we have not convicted any persons.
The government was criticized for that.
Yes.
Nobody was convicted.
Right? But the government cannot convict anybody. It's a matter for the court.
That's the courts. It's the justice.
Right? The government can put its resources in place for the investigation of every case, for the prosecution done by the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, and the rest is up to the court. The cases.
But people were prosecuted.
People have been prosecuted, and we currently have eight cases.
Eight cases.
Before the courts. And in fact, in May, one of the accused persons pleaded guilty to a lesser offense. So these are active matters. Yes, 5 years we have not convicted anybody for human trafficking, but there are active cases in the court. And it's not simple. It's not a simple matter. Every case requires victims to make their testimony unless we have things recorded in evidence. And we are about equipping our police force, the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit, with the technology.
So there is a unit.
Yes.
Because a specific
there
unit
is a
that
specific
deals
unit.
With anti-trafficking activities.
Yes, that's within important. The office, within the Organized Crime Investigations Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. And they are also members of the task force. And I can attest to the fact that every single report that is received, it's investigated. And their work is also driven by intelligence. So, for example, in April, while we were at the United Church Forum that the United Church had for human trafficking, I got a call for a victim. And immediately, DSP Berry was there. I handed him the phone so he could put the matters in place to go and have the matter investigated.
Okay, right away.
So we don't rest back on any case. In fact, he was with me last month in a meeting and he got a call with a burden issue. So it's an active, live process that is underway. And it really tarnishes and demoralizes the members of the force who are working continuously, right? In February, we had the training for prosecutors and the police and victims and so. And when the day was finished with the training, they were off into Negril and in Montego Bay and all over the place doing their raids and so on. So, you know,
How many raids were done last
for the reporting period, 166 raids were done.
166 raids?
Yes. Including all the back road and all of
back
these
road
things.
And so on,
in fact, the anti-trafficking in persons team worked with a Canadian researcher last year, in early this year, to investigate these allegations of an active trafficking in persons thing on back road. Right?
That was done.
Yes, and we are awaiting the report now. So it's very difficult for us to not respond in the way we have, given that there's a lot of work that has been done. The U.S. Embassy itself assisted us in mounting billboards across the island. We have several JUTC buses with advertisements to inform our citizens. We ran many campaigns all across the island to raise the level of awareness. The only thing that hasn't been achieved is successful prosecution.
Which is not
which
up to the government.
Which is outside of the government's control.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice and Chair of the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, Carol Palmer, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.